At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday, the 25th day of April for 2017. Here's the local news. Jackson City Council has approved a new sewer management plan, part of the city's effort to avoid future fines from the state. The council unanimously approved the plan, which outlines how the city is to run its wastewater plant and handle a variety of events, including spills. Earlier this year, the City of Jackson settled with the State Water Quality Control Board for various violations at its sewer plant, paying the state almost $150,000 in fines. Adopting a new management plan, which runs for 5 years, was a requirement of the settlement agreement. In other business, the council voted to increase fees at the city pool. Swimmers over 12 years of age will now pay $3.25 for a day pass, as well as increases for swimming lessons and season passes. The increase will pay for increased salaries of pool workers, who will see their pay increase due to a rise in the minimum wage. Finally, the council approved a trio of items related to energy efficiency, approving the Fig Tree PACE program in the city, which allows homeowners to finance energy efficiency home improvements and repay the loans through their property taxes. The council also approved a proclamation promoting awareness of the city's energy plan and participating in the State Beacon program, which recognizes efforts to increase energy efficiency.
Well, down power lines, snarled traffic on a busy Amador County roadway, delaying bus routes and causing a power outage. The power lines went down at about 11:50 a.m., so just before noon, on Shake Ridge Road near Quartz Mountain Road, completely blocking Shake Ridge. Now, the roadway was cleared at 3 p.m. Situation also caused an outage of a little more than 400 PG&E power customers. The lines came down when the power pole holding them broke for, according to the utility, unknown reasons. Now, PG&E reports power was restored to all but six customers at about 2:20 in the afternoon, and they say the remaining six customers were estimated to have power restored by midnight.
And the Gold Country saw job gains in March. According to the state's Employment Development Department, the unemployment rate in Amador County was 5.7% in March, compared to 6.7% in March of last year. In Calaveras County, the unemployment rate was 5.4% in March, compared to 6.3% in March of last year. The state unemployment rate dropped slightly to 5.1%. Jobs increased in the construction, government, manufacturing, health services, and hospitality sectors. Areas that posted job losses included logging and mining, and financial and business services.
And more info released on the serious crash on Highway 88 this past Sunday. The crash happened at around 4:30 Sunday afternoon on 88 east of Eggman Lane. According to Highway Patrol, 36-year-old Jonathan Zahodny of Valley Springs was driving westbound on 88 when, for unknown reasons, he drifted onto the gravel shoulder and then skidded into oncoming traffic. He collided head-on with a vehicle driven by 26-year-old Amanda Hood of Stockton, then continued through a fence into an adjacent field. Zahodne was flown to UC Davis Medical Center with major injuries. Hood taken to Sutter Amador with major injuries. And her passenger, Justin Hood, was flown to Mercy, San Juan.
Today, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., parking will be limited on Main Street in Sutter Creek due to a visit from the Horseless Carriage Car Club. While all automobiles are horseless carriages, the HCCA, better known as the Horseless Carriage Club of America, has defined the horseless carriage as any Pioneer gas, steam, or electric motor vehicle built or manufactured prior to January 1st of 1916. Very few of these automobiles are left, representing the dawning of the age of the automobile industry. Following today's stop and show in Sutter Creek, the club will motor south on Highway 49 to Murphy's, where they will spend the evening. So don't miss this unique opportunity to see these magnificent cars along Main Street in Sutter Creek today.
And Argonaut High School welcomed California Secretary of State Alex Padilla Monday morning. The secretary addressed a student assembly and urged them to register to vote and participate in elections. Now, Padilla, who serves as state's chief election official, spoke to high school juniors and seniors from both Amador and Argonaut at Argonaut High School's campus, talking about his own life how he got into politics, and urging the students to register and vote and help improve their communities. Now, Padilla touted a new California law which allows 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register so they can vote as soon as they turn 18. Padilla also took questions from students, explaining what exactly the Secretary of State does and laying out voting options for students if they move out of state for college. Padilla also attended the dedication of a new flagpole on the Argonaut campus. And after the assembly, Amador County election officials helped sign students up to register to vote.
Amador Stars has a new event planned for this year. After 13 years, Stars saying goodbye to the Camp Out for Cancer and kicking off their first annual Amador County Band Against Cancer. The event is slated for September 9th at the Italian Picnic Grounds on Sutter Hill. The event will be an all-day live music festival with local musicians donating their time. They will also have a caregiver pinwheel garden, a cancer survivor celebration, craft fair, quilt show and sale, raffles, food booths, and a fun zone for the kids. That night, there will be the candlelit luminary ceremony and a barbecue dinner and dance. They are currently looking for sponsors, and attendees should stay tuned for ticket sale information. Now, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, give Amador Stars a call. And that's a look at the news for this Tuesday, the 25th day of April for 2017. Happy birthday, J.D. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting.